slow, danger ahead. Oh my gosh. Fred! Fred! Stop, Fred! Fred! Fred!
Hey, slow down, buddy! Stop! Stop!
Everything ready for tonight?
Everything's ready, including Barney.
No, Fred doesn't suspect a thing. You know, every year it's the same story. Fred says not to make any fuss over his birthday, and then he sits back and waits for me to plan a big party. But this time, I'm gonna let him think I forgot all about it.
Oh, my aching back.
Well, this year Fred's in for a big surprise. A party, that is.
I can hardly wait to see his reaction when he walks into your house tonight and we all yell happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Fred.
You're looking younger every year. Yeah, happy birthday with no mush or fuss or party or nothing. What's with Wilma anyway? I tell her no party and for once she does what I ask. Nothing. Oh, maybe she's going to surprise me with a present. It's the least she could do for me.
And the least you could do for me is grow a beard. Well, that's life. Soap in your eyes and no towel.
Wilma, is breakfast ready?
No, Tito, no! Cut it out! Cut it out!
How do you like a face full of lather, Tito, huh? Oh, boy. Wilma, how's about breakfast?
Come and get it. Gotta go now, Betty. See you tonight.
Yabba-dabba-doo, I'm really hungry this morning. Where's breakfast?
Right in front of you, Fred.
In front of me? Very funny. Now, where's my breakfast?
It was right there. What happened to it?
Dino happened to it, that's what. Oh, Dino, go on, go someplace and heal.
I'll fix some more, Fred. Then I'm going over to Betty's.
Oh, yeah, like I heard you telling her. See you tonight.
You heard that?
Yeah. But say no more. I want you to forget all about tonight.
Why, Fred? We were just going to watch an old movie on TV.
Well, ma'am, after reaching a certain age, a man doesn't want any fussy. Watch an old movie on TV?
Sure. What else?
Well, nothing. But weren't we going to whoop it up tonight?
Whoop what up? I want to see that old movie. Besides, you should get to bed early tonight. You look a little tired.
Tired? I just woke up.
Fred, after reaching a certain age, a man needs more sleep.
I don't need more sleep. I'm not a certain age, and I don't want you making a fuss just because today is my birthday. Remember?
Sure, I remember, and I agree. We're getting a little old for that silly birthday stuff. Here's your coffee, Fred. I'll see you later.
She's not fooling me with that act. I bet she bought me a swell present. I wonder where she hid it.
Happy birthday, Fred. There, it's finished.
Wilma, are you leaving room for the candles?
Candles? The cake isn't big enough to hold them all.
Good morning, Wilma.
Morning, Barney.
Boy, what a cake. I know just what Fred'll say when he sees it.
What?
Yabba-dabba!
Barney! Do you want Fred to hear?
Oh, sorry, I forgot it's a secret.
Have you got it all straight, Barney?
Oh, sure thing, Wilma. One, I take Fred to golf course. Two, take Fred to health club. Three, Return Fred in time for Operation Birthday Party.
And don't let on you know it's his birthday.
Oh, don't worry, Wilma. I can be real sneaky.
Nope, I don't see any present up here. Hey, maybe Dino knows. He's always sniffing around. Dino! Here, boy, come in here, Dino. Hey, Dino, where did Wilma hide my food?
Fred, Barney's waiting for you. Fred, what are you doing?
I'm checking over my golf clubs. Do you mind?
No, but Barney's waiting.
I'll go out and tell him I'll be right there.
All right, Fred.
Hey, Fred, let's go.
Honk, honk, honk. It's a living.
He'll be right out, Barney.
Tell him the sooner he goes, the sooner we get back to his surprise. Oops.
Fine thing, not a present in the house. No party, no nothing. I think I'll just invite some people over myself. What's this? Note. Things to take over for Fred's party. Food, paper, hats. So she is gonna surprise me. I wonder where the party's gonna be. Yeah, I bet you I can get it out of Barney.
Okay, Fred, play ball.
This one's too short, Barney. Give me a real club.
Here you are, Fred. Catch.
Four. Your turn, Barney.
Four. Hey, what's bugging you today, Fred?
No, nothing. Only today being the day it is, it makes it hard to concentrate. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, today is a very special day.
Thanks, Barney.
Today is Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog's Day? Is that all it means to you?
Well, sure. What else?
Oh, come on, Barney. How long are you going to study that shot? Let's get moving.
Oh, okay, Fred. I got it figured. Coochie, 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 coochie. Hey, did you get that shot?
Yeah, I got it right in the eye. Now let's go home. We're going the wrong way, Barney. The car's back there.
Well, we gotta go to the clubhouse first.
Oh, the clubhouse. So that's where it...
I mean, you don't want to go home so early.
Okay, pal, I am for the clubhouse.
Me too, so I can unload these kooks.
Really, Bond?
Huh?
Don't you think I ought to go in first?
Well, why not?
Will I surprise them? Barney?
Well, goody, goody. We thought you'd never make it.
Who's the creep?
Oh, no, some kind of gnat.
We got here too early, huh?
Too early for what? I just wanted to show you something.
Show me what?
Well, don't tell Betty I bought some new weights.
Is that what you dragged me in here for?
Hey, they're pretty nifty, huh?
Come on, Barney, let's go.
Well, sure thing, Fred, but try these first.
I told you we should have joined the private club.
Will you see the new health center, Fred? Everything to make you fit.
What do you mean, health center?
Well, I got a free trial membership, so we'll stop by and I'll show you around.
Oh, so that's where they're having my party. Hey, tell me, Bron, is there something going on at this health center?
Oh, sure. They got a lot going on.
And would Wilma sort of like for me to go along with you?
Well, yes, Fred, she would.
That Wilma's a sly one. Okay, Barney boy, I am with you.
Pretty fancy place, huh, Fred?
Yeah, classy.
I've arranged a surprise for you.
Oh, really? Whatever could it be?
First, you gotta close your eyes.
Okay, they're closed.
Then we slip these belts on.
Huh?
It's for your balloon shape, Fred. It'll make a new man of you.
It was definitely with the yellow moon bullet. If you still ever want to deal with a surprise,
sure, Fred. Hey, speed it up, boys. That'll keep Fred busy for a while. Hey, I wonder how the girls are doing.
Here's another balloon, Betty.
Thanks. Wilma, do you think anything can go wrong tonight?
I don't think so, Betty. Having the party here at your house should throw Fred off the track. There, that's the last.
Oh, 35 balloons in 1 hour. My union is going to hear about this.
That'll get the blubber off of you, Freddy boy.
Don't stand there, Barney. Make this thing stop.
Well, I can't do it, Fred.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't just stand here and watch an old buddy turn to blubber. I also got to keep him here for another hour.
For the last time, Barney, turn it off.
Oh, okay, Fred. I'll turn it off. Hey, what's the matter, Fred?
I can't stop. Help!
Hey, that's a good idea, Fred. You need a little steam to unwind. Relax. Have a snooze.
Oh, boy. I'm really beat.
I wonder where the boys are.
They're an hour late.
I'm so embarrassed, Betty.
Well, how do you think I feel with a house full of people waiting in the dark?
Oh, my gosh, the party. Hey, wake up, Fred. Wake up. Oh, boy. Betty's gonna flip.
You, Fred! You're what I call a heavy date! Now to phone Betty and tell her there's been a slight delay. I'll be right back. Poor Fred. Oh, he really is beat. Fred!
I close the window, Wilma. It's cold tonight.
Hey, Fred! Come back here! Stop, Fred!
Slow danger ahead. Oh, my gosh. Fred! Fred!
Hey, slow down, buddy! Stop! Stop!
Which way did he go?
He went that way.
Thanks. Poor Fred's in the trunk, and he's headed right for that car lot.
Yes, sir, folks. Here at Rocco Hot Rod, we don't sell cars. Ha ha, no, sir, we sell friendship. And if that sounds square to you, well, the truth is we're proud of it because we're so square we're honest. Ha ha, take this little beauty here, for instance. Now, we paid top price for this, but you can buy it for less because all we want from you is your money, the friendship.
Is that car in good condition, Sonny?
Yes, ma'am. Every car at Rocco Hot Rod is in good condition. Because every car on this lot bears our personal guarantee of satisfaction and excellence.
We'll take it, Sonny.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no. He's selling my car.
Remember, ladies, you didn't just buy a car. You made a friend. Drive carefully.
Oh, we always do. We're little old ladies from Pasadena Rock.
We'll be late for our club meeting, Hester. Let's go.
Hold on to your bonnet, Hester.
Hey, wait! You've got my car and my buddy. Oh, boy. Are we going to be late to the surprise party? Pardon me, ladies, but this is my car.
You must be mistaken, Sonny. We just bought this car, right, Hester?
Right, Hester.
Yeah, well, here's your money. Can I have my car back?
Sorry, Sonny, but we like this car. It's got lots of gumption.
Well, yes, sirree, Bob, it's a gasher.
But you don't understand.
Step on it, Hester. Open her up.
Now I'm really in trouble.
Here we are at the club, Hester.
Yep, made it in 20 seconds flat.
Oh, boy. I gotta think of something fast. Maybe a disguise.
Maybe we ought to enter the road races, Hester.
Begging your pardon, ladies. Scotland Yard Inspector McGrubble here.
Gracious sakes alive.
What's wrong, Sonny?
Had this car long, have you?
No, sir. We just bought it. Why?
Oh, it's hot as a pistol.
You better believe it, Sonny.
What I mean is it's stolen goods.
No.
Yes, aye. Haven't you heard of the McFlintstone caper?
No, tell us.
Mysterious disappearance of the husband and all that, you know.
But what's that got to do with us?
We think Mrs. McFlintstone hid her husband's body in this car.
This car?
Righto. Then she arranged to have it stolen.
I think you're putting us on, Sonny.
Did you hear something, Hester?
Nothing worse than a corpse what won't hold still, ladies.
No! Take the car, Inspector.
We don't want it.
Here's your money back, ladies. Well, so long.
Wait a minute. Where are you taking the body?
To his birthday party, of course. Oh, boy, I'm beat. The next time we plan a surprise party for Fred, we better tell him. Oopsie-daisy, Fred.
What's the matter? Where's this?
We're home, Fred.
But that's your home.
Yeah, both places are dark. The girls must have gone out. So let's watch that old movie on TV. You wait here and I'll go around the back to open the door.
I don't want to watch any old TV. I'm going home to bed.
How much longer do we have to wait, Mrs. Flintstone?
It shouldn't be much longer, Mr. Slate.
Hey, quiet, girl. Somebody's coming in the back door.
The back door? Shh.
Surprise! Hello, everybody.
Barney, where's Fred?
I left him out front.
Oh, man. Am I gonna sleep tonight?
Where's Fred? He's gone.
Gee, I don't know. I left him right here.
Wait a minute. What happened to my surprise party? Let me see now. Barney's been stalling me all day, trying to get me in his house, so... Hey, that's it! Everybody must be over there waiting for me. Yes?
Mr. Flintstone, I'm Stan Slag, your new neighbor down the street.
Oh, yeah, sure you're moving in. How are you?
Well, my wife and your wife were planning to play bridge some night soon, so I was thinking, why not make it tonight?
I'm afraid Wilma isn't here now, and hey.
Leave her a note to join you at our place. We'll make a party of it, okay?
Tonight? At your place? For a party?
Well, yeah.
Slag, old boy, you shouldn't have gone to all the trouble.
What trouble?
Okay, I'll play along. Let's go.
Trouble? Where do you think Fred might have gone?
Home, I guess.
That's simple, then. Go get him and bring him back here.
Right, will do.
Let's get the lights out again.
Lights out.
Slag, I love these surprises.
What do you mean?
You can drop that double talk act. I know what's going on at your house.
You do?
Yeah, and I've been looking forward to it all year.
They warned me about small towns.
Get a load of this action. Surprise yourself!
Danny! What's that silly man doing?
It's all right, sweetheart. This is our new neighbor, Mr. Flintstone.
Hey, Fred! Fred! Hey, that's funny, he's not here either.
Surprise!
Oh. He vanished.
It's very fishy. Flintstone is too fat to just vanish.
I don't like the looks of it.
My goodness, maybe he's been the victim of foul play. Oh, my Fred, we've got to find him.
Spread out, men. I'll search the north end of town. Rockhead, you take the south.
Gotcha.
He's off his rocker, honey. Just don't move.
Oh, come on, Slag. I know you're hiding a party crowd here somewhere. Yoo-hoo! Come out, wherever you are. Uh-huh. Could they be in here? Surprise! Well, and how's about under here? Oh, Slag, you rascal. You got them all here somewhere, and I think I found where.
No, Flintstone, don't open that door.
Why not? Will a big bad beastie come out and bite me?
Flintstone, stop.
Ready or not, here comes the birthday boy. Good doggy. But don't bite. Down, boy. Oh, boy. Ow, ow, let go, boy, let go.
Stanley, shouldn't we call off the dog?
What for, sweetheart? Let him have some fun.
Well, Flintstone, you've been bitten, beaten, chased, and you made a fool of yourself. Happy birthday, knothead. I wonder if that party was at Rubble's after all. If it was, I got a surprise for them. The guest of honor's not showing. I'm going to bed. Wilma! Now what's wrong?
Oh, Fred's missing and Fred! Oh, Fred, you're all right. Where have you been?
Where have I been? Where have you been?
Well, we all planned a surprise party for you, but we couldn't find you.
What's it matter, sweetheart? It's still my birthday, and we're together. That's all that counts. What's with Dino? No, Dino, you can't go out. No, boy, no.
Then we'll come in. Hiya, Flintstone.
Surprise, Fred.
Surprise, Flintstone.
Surprise. Well, the surprise party worked, all right.
Yeah, finally.
Happy birthday, old buddy. Hey, what do you think of the cake?
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Happy birthday, Fred.
Let's sing, everybody.
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.